the newspaper. Almost 140 years ago, a teacher gave her pupils the assignment of writing an essay on the definition of a newspaper. A 12-year-old boy wrote the following.
Newspapers are sheets of paper on which stuff to read is printed. The men look over the paper to see if their name is printed on it, and the women use it to put on their shelves and such. I don't know how newspapers come into the world, and I don't think God doesn't either. The Bible says nothing about editors, and I never heard nothing about one being in heaven. Well, I guess the editor is the missing link them fellers talk about. The first editor I ever heard of was the one that wrote up the flood. He's been here in town ever since. Well, some editors belong to the church, and some try to raise whiskers. And all of them raise hell in their neighborhoods, and all of them are liars. At least all I know, and I only know one. Editors never die. At least I never heard of a dead one. Sometimes the paper dies, and then people feel glad, but someone starts it up again. Our paper is a poor one. Oh, we take it so Ma can put it on the pantry shelves.
The boy concluded his essay by stating that his father hadn't paid for his subscription in 5 years and had no intention of doing so in the future.